It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mask.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mask.
Q-U-I-T quit.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm just curious, you know, you talked about not being able to practice with these guys, but you have been able to work out with them quite a bit. Just your impressions of the overall talent level at the skill positions around you. And then if I could just piggyback off that, how does Gronk look?
Yeah, we've had different, different times to work out together. It's been good being here in the building and actually being directed by the coaches of, you know, this is what, you know, we're going to work on. And these are the plays we're installing. So you have a better idea of how things are going to come together on the offense. So, you know, the guys have worked really hard and it's been fun getting to know the receiver position. There's a lot of, obviously none of the guys I've played with, you know, Gronk's the only guy I've really played with. So I know what he can do. And it's really up to everybody to go out there and earn their role. And I've always believed that, you get out of it what you put into it. And a lot of guys are working really hard and, you know, they're working hard because this is their career. And they want to do a great job, regardless of who the quarterback was. That's important for all these guys. It's football matters to Mike and to Chris. I love being around those two guys who are great leaders, not only great players, but great leaders. Cam and OJ, who have been here, have been, you know, really great along with the other tight ends in the group. Dare, Rojo. I met Shady the other day here on the practice field. So, It's a good, hardworking group, really smart players. And again, it's going to be up to all of us to come together and to see how we can make it all work.
All right, normally this time of year, that'd just be a throwaway Tom Brady podium cut from the first week of training camp. Except he says it as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is an adjustment. It's unusual. Naz, I don't know, how does it make you feel? Him talking as, you know, you're hearing it, and it's sort of that standard rote training camp sort of comment, but it's not about you. It's about his new team. It's odd, isn't it?
Yes, I would say every time, every time we get to one of these thresholds, and I say, you know, the simplest thing, the first picture in a Bucs uniform, right, him working out with Tampa Bay players, him representing the Bucs in his first press conference, the first time he runs onto the field in the preseason game, oh, not that they're going to exist, but first a game, like all of it, they're all sort of jarring in their own way. Now, it's not like it was the day we find out for sure that he was gone. It's not jarring on that level, but let's face it, you don't break 20 years of habits and 3 months. It doesn't work that way. So, you know, it's still going to take a little getting used to.
Marshall, what's your temperature on Brady? It's been a while since we've seen your pretty face.
Ah, thank you.
Talk to you. So are you bitter at the team for letting him go? Are you bitter at Brady for the way he carried himself down the stretch? Do you hate Bill Belichick now?
I hate nobody. I'm bitter at nobody. I'm telling you, I mean, this would be like I'm bitter,
Marshall,
at my
every
parents.
Time you open your mouth, you sound bitter.
Yeah, except that you guys don't listen to yourself. There is no more den of negativity, anger, and dismissiveness than this show.
Oh, no, but
and
wait a minute.
It takes this show for me to appear positive. But relative to the three of you, I am rainbows and sunshine.
This is not relative. First of all, we acknowledge that we're bitter. Like, I got no issue with that. But to you, for you to say you're not bitter.
Not about this.
Not at all.
It was time for a fresh start for both sides of this. It was time for something new, and I'm ready to embrace it. I think that Brady is clearly ready to embrace it. I'm ready to enjoy the Tampa Bay Buccaneers much more, by the way, than I'm going to enjoy a Patriots team where the players are streaming out the door and you have one named guy who hasn't been good in 2 years. Like, this Patriots team, is this really a season that that New England fans are getting excited to watch? I'll watch the Tampa Bay Bucs. I don't know that I can say the same about getting pumped and jacked to watch whoever's on the Patriots when that season begins.
But, Marshall, so you're saying it was the time had come?
Yeah.
For the greatest player ever and the greatest coach ever who are still playing and competing at a championship level to break up? It was just time?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, come on. You don't blame anyone for that?
I mean, yes. I could blame Bill Belichick for being the way that Bill Belichick is, except that Bill Belichick, being the way Bill Belichick is, has had tremendous results for the New England Patriots for a long, long time.
So why don't you blame Brady for not being able to hack it?
Because he did hack it for how many years? What, 2 decades? And here in the twilight of his career, he's ready to be treated a little bit differently and have it be his team and do it a little bit differently. I'm not going to blame him for that. I completely understand that emotion. He doesn't want to play for Bill Belichick anymore. He doesn't want to play in the world that Bill Belichick creates, which is, by all accounts, an unpleasant place to work. He wants to do it differently. And if he wants to do that, by all means, go ahead and go do that. And get paid while you're at it in a way that the Patriots were never willing to do.
Reflects poorly on him. Winning's not the most important thing.
He's got a better chance to win in Tampa the way it's set up right now than he does New England.
Debatable. Let's see what it's like with a better roster but a much worse coaching staff. Let's see what that's like. People always leave that out. You know, what's Brady surrounded by? Always leaving out the coach.
That you leave out the reverse when you talk about the Patriots. Rest in peace. I feel like I can't use Rashay Caldwell as a punching bag quite as much anymore now that he's left us. But, I mean, it's been generations of Rashay Caldwells for Tom Brady, and maybe he was tired of those. Yes, they occasionally had other guys in there, but it was a lot of Rashay Caldwells.
Sounds to me like you're blaming Bill more than Brady. Good. At least we're getting somewhere, Hook.
Okay.
Let's hear more from your guy, Tommy Boy. Let's see. I haven't heard these. How about all of a sudden he's turned into this great leader again? After blowing off the Patriots the last couple of years, jumping off of boats in the Mediterranean, playing grab ass everywhere else other than Foxborough in the offseason. He's once again the hardest working guy in the league. Would have won the parking spot if they had an offseason there in Tampa. So this is number two, Jimmy. He's asked about leadership and his role.
Jason Light and Bruce Arians, they both say that one of the primary reasons you're here, Tom, is to raise the accountability of everybody in the building, everybody around you. Tom, how seriously do you take that responsibility and how do you do it?
Well, I really enjoyed, you know, being with Jason and getting to know Bruce, getting to know Byron and Clyde and a bunch of guys that I competed against either as a player, you know, or with them as coaches. So it's been kind of fun in that way to see the different approaches to the game and so forth. You know, everybody sees football a little bit different. You know, it's about how we all see it together and how we can all be on the same page as we move forward. Ultimately, my goal is to go out there and do what I've always done, is to be the best I could possibly be for the team. You know, I've tried to catch passes in my career. I've tried to make blocks. I've had a few runs, but I'm not very good at any of those. I think my best ability is reading defenses and throwing the football. So I think all of us being on the same page, which is something we're really working hard at, you know, to try to get on the same page after, you know, not having many opportunities. You know, we haven't had a full speed practice yet at all. So I'm anxious to get that started so I can start learning in a more typical way. It certainly is, like I said, has its challenges.
Just the one little nugget in there that if I'm a Patriots fan, my wiener took a little hit is when he said my strength is reading defenses and throwing the football. And the way he said it in that order, Mass, it's not like he said, you know, I've tried to run a little bit, I've caught a few passes, but my strength is playing quarterback.
Right.
No, he said, no, my strength is reading defenses and throwing passes. And boy, is he right. And how he sort of, it's just such a small thing, but he values it. He knows it. It's what sets him apart. The intangible nature of his game is what has set him apart. And reading defenses, it's like, oh, that may be the biggest difference of all. Because Cam Newton certainly has some strengths, as you know, strengths that Brady doesn't have. But the reading the defense thing, we'll never see anything like that again here.
Oh, no, listen, and he even had a line in there today at one point where he said, you know, at this stage of my career, there's nothing I haven't seen. It was the line that he gave to Peter King, basically, when he said, I have the answers to the tests.
Yeah.
So it's just a question of whether or not my body can keep up. And look, I don't know about you. I'll tell you what struck me when I listened to the press conference. Because I think, did we carry the whole thing, Jimmy, on our air? I think we did.
All 8 minutes.
Okay, so it wasn't very long. I listened to the whole thing on the way in here. And I'll tell you what struck me about it. Boy, for a guy that hates Bill Belichick, he sure took a lot from him. He sure took a lot from him. Because anytime he was asked about, you know, being the guy who was going to lead and hold people accountable, he wouldn't touch it. He just talked around it and talked about the growth of the team and how, you know, basically everyone has to do their jobs. Or he was asked about the talent around him and, boy, you know, is it a talented group? Can you speak to the talent of the group? He wouldn't go there. Nope, we have to work together. Everyone's going to do their role. He basically just took everything Belichick taught him over 20 years and spit it back out. For a guy that wanted to spit at Bill on the way out the door, at least it felt that way, he really did regurgitate all the stuff that was instilled in him over 20 years in Foxborough. That's what that press conference felt like to me.
It's a nice point. You'll hear more of it, folks. If you're and your calls, if you want to weigh in, at 617-779-0985, right after these words.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Felger and Maz.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger Mass.
Hey, when you call and say two things, three things, you're going to have to wait for me to reach for a pen.
Number one.
And then I'm going to have to write it down.
Because they know how to build winning relationships.
I, for one, am not smart enough to keep two or three things in my head.
Felger Mass.
So we prefer just a single thought.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
I think every football season's a big challenge in one way or another. Obviously, for me, you know, changing teams after a long period of time, you know, giving me an opportunity to really look at myself and what I want to continue to, you know, achieve in my career and think that I can bring to a team. It's been different having the opportunity, you know, over this time to, you know, move and then to, you know, for example, study my playbook. I mean, I really haven't had to do that in 19 years. So, you know, you forget, man, that's really tough. Like all the different terminologies and, you know, you're going back a very long time in my career to, you know, to really have to put the mental energy in like I did. So I have to work at it pretty hard physically still. You know, I put a lot of time and energy into making sure I'm feeling good in order to perform at my best. But mentally, I think that's been the thing that's, you know, obviously has its challenges. And I think you couple that with, you know, the coronavirus situation and, became even more difficult. So I think conversations we probably would have had, you know, in April we're having now, And I think that part is a bit challenging too. So, you know, the only thing you do is, you know, adjust to the situation, adapt the best way you can, put as much time and energy now as we can into it. I think the reality is the clock's ticking on everybody, and we're going to have to work as hard as we can and not waste any minutes of any day trying to get used to one another and embrace the challenge and see it as an opportunity to see, you know, what we can become.
Tom Brady in his press conference today with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I was going to say introductory press conference, but it's not. He did a conference call, I don't know, maybe a week after he signed. So this was the, you know, starting quarterback week one of training camp press conference that every quarterback on every team will do. Except for probably this one, which I'll get back to. It's a good thing Bill Belichick is controlling the narrative and not letting Cam Newton talk, because Lord knows Cam Newton hasn't talked on his own and hasn't done it. You know, good job, guys. You've really stifled him and, you know, instituted the Patriot way. You've done a good job, because Lord knows Cam Newton hasn't said or done anything. Give me a freaking break. But he had a line there about, you know, learning the playbook. And, you know, when's the last time he had to do that? You had a thought on that, Maz?
I did. Yeah, it's interesting. He said that. Yeah, I learned a new playbook. And boy, that's really hard. Huh. Oh, interesting. Hard. You didn't seem to give a rat's ass when N'Keal Harry was learning it for the first time. Or Jacoby Myers, but now you care because you're going through it? Like, oh, so now you understand. Now I get it. I get it. That's right. It's hard. And you've been in the league 20 years. Imagine what it's like for a kid coming out of college, and you're still getting pissed off that they don't get it, or they're not running the right route, or whatever else there is. Like, I hear that one and go, oh, you're so disingenuous. Like, how hard that is. Because you didn't have any patience when the young guys were going through it. Brady forgot. Okay, the fact is, Brady forgot what it was like to be the new guy in. He forgot. So in this way, again, I think it was best for him to move on, for them to move on. But to hear him make that comment, oh, so now you understand what the new guys are going through.
Whose fault is it? Whose fault is it? You say it's best for them to move on.
Marshall's yelling. Can you hear him?
Yes, I can hear him, but his mic's not on, right?
His mic's not on, yeah.
It is on.
Try again, Marshall. Talk about yelling into the abyss. That was great. Can we just keep him off the whole time? Go ahead, Marshall.
Yeah, just yell.
Do it on the baseball reporters, too.
Yeah. You just said it was time for them to move on. It was time for him to move on. So I want to know, whose fault is it? Whose fault is it? Because you can't agree that it's time for somebody to move on and it's better for both parties without immediately assigning blame and faulting somebody for it. Right. So whose fault is it?
The quarterback. Brady. I told you, Brady. Okay. Brady. Happy. He couldn't hack it anymore.
Oh, poor Tommy.
Oh, poor Tommy. The coach was mean to you.
Mike, you've had like 40 jobs. Has everyone that you left been because you couldn't hack it anymore? You couldn't hack it at the paper, Mike, so you left for something else?
I'd say half of them.
Yeah.
So, again, you want to compare Brady to me?
I'm just saying that the guy wanted a new job. He wanted to do something new. He wanted a new challenge. He wanted to work in a new environment. That is not a knock on him the way you think it is.
Otherwise,
go back to that little AM radio station you were at 10, 20 years ago, whenever the hell it was that nobody could hear you. Go back there. What, you couldn't hack it there? Why? Because nobody would listen to you? Because nobody could hear you?
It went out of business, Marshall.
Okay.
I listened.
Okay. And Jimmy and Dale were in the parking lot in their cars listening every day. So don't like, no, we had like 4 or 5 listeners. But pretty sure
the Herald is still there, Mike.
No, there's a lot of reasons to leave your job.
Okay.
But I think one of these is that Brady changed and his values changed, and not for the better. And the things that he valued for the vast majority of his career changed. And I think it reflects poorly on him. So, yep. I blame the quarterback. I think he changed. I think Bill has too, but I think Brady's changed more, where he's way more now. He's way more interested in his brand, and probably the wife in his ear about how they're treating you and you deserve to be treated better. You're the star and all this. And he got a little diva-ish at the end, a little more selfish, a little less hard work. You know, the trappings of sports superstardom crept into him hook at the end, and I would rip any other player if he carried himself that way, and so I ripped Tom Brady. And yes, I think part of it is he couldn't hack it. He didn't like the culture, the mean boss. The contract's the one thing I will side with him on. I mean, if he got tired of being paid dog food and, you know, said at the end, I'm now going to go for a real contract, that one I'll give him. But the rest of it, you weren't surrounded by the right talent, or, you know, you were just surrounded by the best coach ever in the winningest environment ever. That wasn't good enough for you? So, yeah, that I'm sorry, Hook. I do blame him for that.
Oh, he forgot what it was like to be that guy who walks in and has to learn the offense. He forgot. And it affected the offense last year because, again, to me, he tuned those guys out.
I like to think with his mic off better, though. That was amazing. Is he in the side studio? Is he in that class thing?
No, Jimmy forgot to turn him up, so he pressed his button, but he wasn't active.
Oh, it was echoing across the... I thought he was yelling and screaming in the hallway at somebody. Was great.
I wish I had it on video.
Kevin in Wakefield on line one. Go ahead. What are your thoughts on Tom Brady? Kevin?
Oh, it's Dave. It might be Dave and Wellesley.
Okay, Dave and Wellesley, whoever's up. But our call screen's messed up today. So go ahead, David.
2 points. Oh. Mike, isn't there a difference between conflating Brady not being able to hack it and not wanting to hack it? I mean, he did hack it for 20 years.
Sure did.
And I'm just I don't see Brady as someone who's going to be deterred from being able to do something. I think it was more so him not wanting to do it. And then just briefly, my second point, the point on reading a defense is such a good point, and you know we're going to transition to seeing Cam Newton not being able to read anything, and then proceeded to be truck-stick by some middle linebacker because he doesn't know where his eyes are. I mean, the difference is going to be very sobering, to say the least.
Oh, we'll never see anything like that. Thanks for the call, Dave. The way Brady, his field generalship and his command of the offense and the field and the way he saw it, we'll never see anything like that again.
No,
never again.
Well, look, if we compare anybody to Brady, then you know Newton's going to lose. But I'm not convinced Cam Newton can read a defense. I'm not convinced of that. I mean, he's not going to be able to do it the way Brady did. But I think that you've made this point. The game they played here, he knew where the open guy was. I mean, I also want to see him working under Belichick. I want to see how that shakes out.
In that game, if you couldn't tell those guys were open, then you've got a real eyesight problem. Because those guys in that game were so flipping wide open, it was scary.
Okay, but even so, it's not like he was throwing into crowds the whole game.
No. The thing about Brady not wanting to hack it versus not being able to hack it, I mean, it's just kind of the same thing. And at least I'm consistent about it, where for years, like the rest of you, I praised Tom Brady for being the ultimate team guy, the ultimate hard worker, the guy that propped up his teammates, the guy that, you know, favorite receiver was the open receiver. You didn't have to give him the best weapons because he'd make it work with whatever you gave him. He was the first one in. He was the last one out. He would take less money. I praised him for all those things. That's what he was. That was his legacy. That made him what he was. And so when he turned into something else, Hook, at the end, he's then to be criticized for it. That's just being consistent. If you praise him for doing the right thing here, and then he does what you think is not the right thing, then you say, you call him out for it. No sacred cows. It's very logical as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, except you have sacred cows. You do.
Who?
In this case, it's Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick's is doing it the right way, right? And Tom Brady's the bad guy because he can't handle it. Maybe we should say, look, coach, if you wanted to keep the best quarterback who's ever played the game around for a couple seasons more, maybe you could have softened up, because he's not like every other player. He's just not. You refuse to acknowledge that. You refuse to give him any credit. You refuse to pay him like he needs to be paid or should be paid. You even acknowledge that. You refuse to budge even a tiny little bit for the guy in his later years. So you forced his hand and now he's gone and you're left picking through Cam Newton and other guys. It's the coach's fault.
Maybe it is. I mean, those are all fair points. We don't lay off of Bill Belichick. I've just taken a side on this particular issue. Bill Belichick screws something else up, we'll hammer him all day long, Hook. You think we don't? You think we'd lay off Bill Belichick? I just think in this case, Brady was more in the wrong than Bill was. And the only thing that I give Brady is the pang. Is the payment. I do not expect, or nor do I want, Bill to change his style and who he is and how he runs business for a star player. Even Brady. No. That's not the way it works. That's not the way he does it. That's not why he has success. And I'm all for that. And I've said this a million times. I see those teams that bend to the quarterback. In Green Bay, it's happened to me twice now. It's happened twice where Favre and now Aaron Rodgers became bigger than the team, and that doesn't work. And so I'm glad Bill didn't let that happen here. Ron in Medford on line two. Ron, go ahead quickly.
I'm bitter as hell when I listen to him. And look, as far as N'Keal Harry goes, look, if by the end of the year you still don't know where you're supposed to go, then look, maybe you should have worked a little harder, or maybe you don't have the football IQ maybe they thought you had when they drafted him. But I'm bitter as hell because he's going to go out, he's going to have a big year, he's going to light it up, and if they had just a couple of competent weapons on the offensive side of the ball, over the next couple of years, you could have competed and maybe won one more Super Bowl. You got to rebuild, oldest roster in the NFL, but what was a couple more years and taking one more shot, and all you needed was a couple of competent guys on the offensive side to probably have a shot at winning one more.
Okay, Ron, thanks for the call. If Brady had stayed with this roster and they didn't have had the opt-outs, like the opt-outs we just got to sort of put to the side, that's sort of an outlier situation. But if they just returned the same roster as last year, Mass, are they a Super Bowl contender with Brady?
I say no.
Yes.
Not quite. No, yes. They needed a little help on offense.
So
when you say return with the same roster, are you eliminating draft picks?
Well, right. Yeah, and the draft picks. But if they had done nothing special, if they had returned with the same group they have now, but just put Brady in there, they are absolutely a Super Bowl contender, which is not saying favorite. All right? I'm not telling you favorite. But there's a contender means you get a bye, you're hosting a divisional game. Those to me, are the Super Bowl contenders. The Super Bowl winner has come from that home bye date, that home divisional game, I think for something like the last 10 years or something. So if you're one of those teams, you're a contender. And if Brady's here, they're one of those teams. You don't believe that? You're kind of making a face.
I'm making a face because you and I tend to disagree on the word contender. We've had this issue with the Celtics. Were they a contender last year, the Patriots?
Yes.
Okay, so I would tell you not quite.
100%. I know they didn't get that bye, but if they just have one stop against effing Ryan Fitzpatrick, they have the bye in the home divisional game and probably the AFC title game. That's a contender.
I know, and then they had a home playoff game and lost it. So like, you know, to a team that honestly I think was, well-coached, but really pretty elementary when you get right down to it. There was nothing elaborate going on with Tennessee last year. It was a running game, a physical defense, and a reasonably smart coach. I mean, that was really all it was. So I would say they were just short of it, but I don't think we're that far apart on it, and I don't feel like bickering with you over it.
No, I feel like bickering with Hook today and keeping his microphone off. Speaking of Hook, his update comes right here. More from Brady down in Tampa when we come back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Mass.
I don't remember what I said last segment. I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Mass.
We don't remember who we are or what we said last week.
Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're picking our way through Brady's press conference today in Tampa. Yeah, bugs me about here is that, you know, they're not doing it with Cam Newton, or they don't have one scheduled, or I don't think they're going to do it. Have they announced anything on this? Are they going to have Cam Newton? Because probably every quarterback on every team in the league is going to do a week one press conference. It's just what you do. And they're not going to do it with Newton, or they haven't done it yet. And it's like, oh, you know, good job, Bill. You know, you're really controlling the narrative here. Did you happen to see the sit-down with Odell Beckham and the bottle of wine a couple weeks ago? Like, it's just so ridiculous to think that we're going to control the narrative and we're going to set the tone by not putting him out there. No one's bigger than the team. We're not going to have the hype train get going here on Cam Newton. We're not going to make him available to the media because we're going to control the narrative. Yet, the guy is rambling on for an hour, you know, with the cigar and the wine and the Odell Beckham thing, talking about what sort of plays Josh McDaniels should be running for him and how Belichick is going to mesh with him. Like, the cat's out of the bag, Bill. It's ridiculous. If you want to control the narrative, take away his phone. But, you know, if Cam Newton's going to do that and post every other day some sort of inane hype video, what narrative are you trying to control? It's over. So, like, that I just find annoying. Like, what are you trying to prove there by not making him available? And it's a little annoying as someone who needs the content or wants the content anyway, right? That, you know, in Tampa and probably a lot of other places, the guys are on the field, video is being taken, players are available for press conferences, and there's content being created. The team is out there and it's being talked about, except for here. I don't know if they're – I said this the other day. Are they on the field, off the field? What are they doing? And is anyone talking? Like, was it Dave Andrews who was available yesterday? I want to say there was one Patriot player that talked yesterday or something. But it's like, no. In Tampa, they're watching Tom Brady in Buccaneers practice gear throw to his Buccaneers receivers and then come off the field and talk to the media about it. That's happening elsewhere, but not here. Why? Why? And Bill, what are you gaining by it? Like, that's going to help you win a game in September and October? Especially when Cam Newton's been running around posting, you know, every other day on all this and that to begin with. So what are you doing? Like, that part I find frustrating. I do. Chris in Cambridge joins us. You know what? No. Here, let's get another Brady cut or two. Number three. So the Patriots have had 8 opt-outs. And, oh, by the way, the opt-out deadline is now 17 minutes away. The players have 17 more minutes with which to opt out. Feels to me, Maz, like the Pats are done with it.
Yeah,
like,
it might be.
So if we haven't heard anything yet, it's probably going to be that way. But we do have until 4 to find out if the Pats have lost any more players. They've lost 8. No other team has lost more than 3. And I think Tampa's lost none. Brady was asked about that. Number 3, Jimmy.
Tom, the decision in terms of players opting out, I know the deadline is still today, and it's a very personal decision for everybody. But across the league, you see a lot of players doing it. You guys, Buccaneers, hadn't had any until today. You had one backup lineup lineman announced today he's opting out. I just want to ask you about the buy-in factor when it comes to summer workouts, when it comes to what you've seen already. How much do you think your teammates have bought in on wanting to play and wanting to try and win something with you here?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, all those things are, you know, those are to be determined for all of us, you know, as we move forward, and the type of buy-in and, you know, really what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And you got to work hard every day to, you know, bring your best emotional energy, you know, to be at your best physically, to learn to know what to do in order to be your best. So, you know, the guys that I've been around, you know, it's been just that. I mean, guys are working really hard to get to know one another. You know, again, we haven't had any practices yet, so it's hard to, you know, football and, you know, throwing the ball around at a workout or something like that's a lot different than real football and being in the huddle and getting to know people in that way, knowing who you can really count on. But I think you just have to do what you can with what's we're all dealing with. Try to make the most of it and try to understand that we're, you know, the clock's ticking on all of us. And, you know, we've got a lot of work to do in a very short amount of time.
Okay, so they have had only one opt-out, the backup lineman. Did you have a thought there, Miss?
The question was about the buy-in factor of other guys now that Brady's there. And he turns it into a general, we haven't even practiced yet. We got to get on the field. This all gets determined going forward. It was a Belichick type answer.
He said remarkably nothing there. He talked for a long time and said nothing.
So that's sort of my point, though. But he also twisted the question, right? He doesn't answer it. The question is about his impact on the operation and the buy-in factor because Brady's there. So he wouldn't go there, which I think is smart, right? I mean, that part I think is smart because I dump all over Brady for everything he says in press conferences, but he's smart to not make himself the story. It's a great way to alienate your teammates on a new team, to make it all about you. But he answers it by talking about No, it's about every day going forward. We haven't practiced yet. We got to work together. It's the type of stuff that Belichick would say. No, we go out and practice today, and then we practice again tomorrow. And like every day, we build on the day before. And I just think it's been drilled into him that I wonder sometimes whether, for a guy he hated as much as Belichick at the end,
yep,
whether he fully understands how much of Belichick had he soaked through his pores over the 20 years. Because his whole approach to it is from Bill. That's Bill. Bill's whole idea of how to approach it and how to play it, you know, and how to handle it, the day-to-day grind of it, and what it takes to win. Brady learned all of that from the coach. It all comes from the coach. Like, I just find it to be a bit ironic.
What's you don't think he knows that, though? Like, they were together for a long, long time. His deciding to leave and go somewhere else doesn't mean he is leaving everything he learned behind and doesn't think that anything here was good. He can say, I can take that mindset that he has to be bright enough to know worked for him and bring some of that to Tampa Bay. I mean, yeah, that's part of the allure of bringing Tom Brady in, is he brings some of that Patriot, you know, magic with him, theoretically.
I think he forgot it, Marshall. I think he forgot it. And that, again, because it became more about him, because whoever was chirping in his ear, whether it was his wife or his father or his agent or his friends or his hangers-on or whoever was chirping into his ear, he forgot it. Just like he forgot how hard it was to learn the playbook in year one, even though he was dumping all over rookie receivers.
Okay.
Meanwhile, in terms of the Patriots and their we blame Brady Hook.
I get it. Everything always circles back to it's Brady's fault. I get it.
Yeah,
I'm making note of that right
or
now.
Or yours.
Brady's fault. Got it.
Louthy tells us that from the last Patriots press release that the quarterbacks will speak late in the week. So that's so them.
Aren't you glad that only one news station was there when Cam Newton showed up in the airport? Or otherwise, you never would have heard from him.
Hook, did you assign that gal to the airport?
We had people there much earlier in the day. So by the time Natalie Pozo was there, that was no longer my assignment. But yes, we had people there literally all day long.
I'll tell you, great job. Honestly, I loved it. I loved that. As Maz said, that's old school, man. We used to get sent on, you know, goose chases like that all the time at the Herald. Get your ass down there. But quarterbacks will speak late in the week, according to the last press release, which means you're going to get Brian Hoyer tomorrow.
Yeah, Brian Hoyer, the only Patriot quarterback who can read defense. Love it. Let's go.
Are they going to put all three of them out there together? Is that what they're going
to
do?
But it's,
gonna it's going to be like, who's got talent? We're going to do a little of that, a little panel?
Again, it's so them.
Hoyer,
it's like
week one starter. Get used to it, guys.
No one really cares to hear from Hoyer. Maybe a few people will hear from Stidham, maybe. But it's all about Cam Newton. And instead of just saying, Cam Newton, 11 a.m. on Friday, like probably every other team is doing, the Patriots, to prove some point, no, it's a quarterback competition and no one's, you know, the quarterbacks will speak at the end of the week. And if you don't like it, you can pound sand because you're the media and we think you suck. I mean, that's just basically, but it's like, oh my God, you know, what are you trying to protect there? What are you trying to protect? It is true, control. When Cam Newton is posted every other day. Mike, I say that. Has Cam Newton posted since he got here? Has he posted since that? Since he arrived at the airport?
Not that I'm aware of.
Interesting. Maybe they did take his phone. Maybe they took his phone. Huh. All right. More your thoughts on Brady. I promise. Your calls. 617-779-0985 in our long commercial-free segment next.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You can listen to Felger and Mass on your phone with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You've been in the same place for 20 plus years. So what is it like for you coming to this new place? When will Tampa Bay start to feel like home for you? Not just off the field, but on the field in Bruce Arians' offense. When will you know you've reached that point?
That's a good question. I mean, it's, again, I think part of, I said earlier is, you know, you're trying to learn a bunch of different things and you're trying to, you know, not only learn an offense, but learn your way to work or learn guys' names. You know, I didn't even know where the quarterback room was, you know, or the full team meeting room was. So you get in here and your brain's trying to figure out a lot of different things. So every day that goes by, it's getting a little bit better. I'm glad we're not playing a game. You know, this Sunday, I'm glad we have time to prepare. You know, it's been a good week or so being in here. And I think every day I'm trying to take advantage of the opportunity to improve myself so that I can be the best quarterback for this team that this team really deserves. These guys are working really hard and you know, I want to come in here and do a great job for them.
That's more Brady from today. I promised your phone. So here we go. Chris in Cambridge. Jimmy, I think, is on line four. You can pot him up for me. Chris, go ahead. You're up next.
Hi, guys. You have been talking a lot about how it's so evident how Bill is just pants off for the season, talking about Rutgers in the 1870s, really looking forward to no preseason games, going to show off his adaption, his compete showing through. But it occurred to me that all the things we've been saying about these players who are opting out, that they've won a lot, that they've made a lot of money, that they set out everything they achieved to do, and they might be aging, that's true of no one more than Belichick. Now, I don't think Belichick's drawing to opt out. I think it's unthinkable to think that. But it got me wondering about some of the mechanics. Like, do we even know if coaches have the ability to opt out or what that process would look like? And can you – I just keep thinking that some guy who's nearly 70 years old and with these Subway commercials isn't exactly slimming down. He's got to be higher risk than anybody else in the NFL because he's no Dante Scarnecchia health-wise. I'm curious what you think about that and if it's even occurred to you.
Okay, Chris, thanks so much for the call. My guess is that it doesn't cross his radar and he's, I mean... For all I know, Bill's one of these people who thinks the COVID thing's fake or a big overreaction or whatever. I mean, he could be one of those guys too, right? Or, I mean, I just think he's so hardwired as a football coach. You know, it's football season. We're playing football. I'm coaching football, and that's it. And that's how he's wired. And he's not – it doesn't feel to me like he's close to coming off of that or being reprogrammed. So that's why he's out there. I think it's as simple as that, Maz.
Well, so, that's a big part of it. There's no question. I sort of rolled my eyes a little when he said he might be at more risk than any other coach. How about Andy Reid?
Oh, God.
Like, okay, so now I also think that what we're missing with Bill is that Bill still has a target. Bill still has a carrot in front of him. Bill wants that Shula record. So there's an incentive for him. So we look at Dante Hightower and, you know, comparing coaches to players, or at least this coach to those players, isn't apples to apples. What's Dante Hightower's goal? Win more Super Bowls than any other linebacker? Like, do we even know what linebacker has won the most Super Bowls? Like, it doesn't exist. And so, but for the coach, oh, Bill's got a target. He's still got a goal. There's something dangling out there that he sees that he says, I have the boat. I have the eight rings or whatever it is, the boat. But I want the record. I want the wins record.
So, but I just think he has it so good and is so energized by his situation that the COVID's not enough to take him off of that. In other words, he probably makes a tremendous salary. Probably if he's not the highest paid coach in sports, something is wrong. So he's certainly up there, right? So he makes a tremendous salary. He works with his kids. He gets to show up to work with his sons, which I think anyone would want. He, you know, is performs at a high level. We'll see what this year's like, but you know, he's winning pretty much every Sunday. Now he has these interesting challenges in front of him of winning with a different quarterback or winning without preseason games, or this whole league has been thrown into a whole new sort of situation that everyone has to think on their feet. I bet you he is energized by the fact that he gets to outwit these dummies on the other team who aren't going to be able to figure out how to do it without preseason games, or they'll screw something up and he won't. I think that's energized him. And so I think all of this is just, and he controls everything.
Yeah.
You know, he controls everything down there. And so it's like, I'd want to show up to work too. I wouldn't take the year off, COVID or not. That's a good situation. Larry and Stoughton on line six, I think, Jimmy. Larry, go ahead. You're up next with Felger and Mass. Hi.
How you doing, guys? It's good. Nice to find out that you guys realize that Tom Brady's a diva. Also, I wanted to say to you guys and whatnot, you know, you guys run a great show. I would love to see you guys do a skit of the Brady Bunch Diva Show with starring Brady wearing Giselle's wardrobe.
Okay, Larry, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. I think he does anyway. Like, the pictures are always throw up of him with the gold lame Versace, whatever, bedazzled, whatever that stupid outfit is. That's like, that could have been hers.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, with the gold trim. Yeah.
You know, in terms of that, Newton, Brady, Giselle probably have a lot in common. We're talking a lot about their wardrobe. Barb and Beverly, who I know has a solid wardrobe herself. Hi, Barb. You're up next.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I know you hate that question, but at any rate, I wanted to say, if you remember why Tom Brady did what he did, he went to a Super Bowl, played his heart out. Belichick didn't play Malcolm Butler, and that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. I'll let you go. Bye.
Okay, Barbara, thank you. Appreciate it. I'm sure that pissed Brady off like everybody else on the team. If they had given Tom Brady a real contract, he would have stayed. If he had, you know, and again, been nicer to him, I suppose, if you believe the reporting, if Bill had lightened up a little bit, shown Brady a little bit more respect, given him a real contract, he would have come back. I mean, the people who believe Brady left because of the Butler thing, to me, I'm sorry, Barb. I don't think that I don't think that hits the mark.
So if you say that he would have come back if he had gotten the contract, and you acknowledge that leaving for a contract is an okay thing, then where does this whole narrative about him not being able to hack it come from?
Oh, because it was that whole other thing. I mean, you left out what I just said about being treated with respect.
Yeah, but you twice said if he'd gotten the contract, he would have been back.
Yeah, and I acknowledged to you from the start. The contract's a fair thing to leave over, and especially the way he had taken care of the team over the years. I think he's got – if he had just left it to that, Marshall, I'd be with Brady. If he just left on those grounds, but he didn't. He didn't. We heard over and over and over again. He was sick of being, you know, treated this way by Bill Belichick. And he didn't like what he was surrounded with. And maybe he even had a little beef with his offensive coordinator. All those things
one. All of that can still be true, and he still ultimately just left over the money.
If he just stuck to that, I'd be fine with that. I don't think that's the case, though.
He didn't leave over just the money. It wasn't just that at the end. It became personal for lots of reasons. And it wasn't just about the money at the end, but the money's what really triggered the landslide.
Meanwhile, coming up next, fascinating comments in the Boston Herald recently from a former teammate of Newton's and a former New England Patriot. So someone who has experience with both the player and this team about Newton's fit here in New England. And finally, someone is willing to confront the hype train and talk some real talk. It just gives us a real actual opinion that may not be all sunshine and unicorn shoved up your keister. Finally, a real take on Cam Newton in New England. You'll hear it and get our reaction to it right after Hook's 90-second update. There are no commercials here.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
It's
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.